So yeah, God is always speaking. It's just a matter if we're listening or not, you know. And it's a matter of how much we want to relay, you know. If you set a goal to upload once a day, usually the flow starts a pattern, just like with your sleep patterns and all that, or whatever you're doing. There's a pattern, always a pattern. Long story short, I'm gonna try to do an audio every day, even when life hits you, you know. Even usually when life hits you hard, that's when you should speak the most, because you got to speak the faith passed through to the other side, you know, by faith, because sometimes you can't see the other side, so you just do it by faith. I don't like to talk about anything that I'm going through, but I know if I'm going through something, other people are. Whatever it is, you know. And it's a process of getting through to the other side. You can see it, but you just have to go through the steps, you know. My plan for the website now is to not depend on any kind of social media. So I've got the Skynet system set up where I can actually make videos, upload them, and embed them in the site. I've got the Spreaker audio site, and then I've got my own audio recordings. So what I'm going to have to do is try to limit my try to make the Spreaker stuff really good, because I don't want to pay more than $7 a month. Even if that goes away, I still have the Skynet that I can embed, you know, with audio. I can do audio with the Skynet. I actually could probably switch over to Skynet, but I'm testing it, because a lot of times businesses they just disappear, so, you know, so no matter what system I use, I need to download it to hard drives and save it, because to rebuild this stuff is time consuming, you know. A lot of stuff on YouTube was just a waste, not a waste for me, but it was kind of waste for people, because a lot of the stuff that I was uploading, the videos and stuff, I could see the code, but other people couldn't, so I'd have to do another video explaining the code. So now I can just explain in detail, and you might think, well, that was wasted 10 years of YouTube or whatever, however long it was. And it's not really a waste. Nothing's a waste, because you learn, and sometimes you have to start fresh, and you don't want to live in the past, because that's part of the program of the systems, is get you to live in the past. You want to live in the now, and you should be able to explain stuff better now than you did 10 years ago, whether it's object lessons or whatever. If you look at any object, you can find the object lesson. You might say, well, how? You break it into parts. When I was first decoding, I would take a car, a house, a computer, whatever. I'd take all the words of that system, break it down into parts, and I would find a pattern. And it broke down to like 10 words. Then it broke down to 5 words. Then it broke down to, it broke down to 8 words, 7 words, 5 words. And then I finally broke it down to 4 words. And so everything fit in that pattern of 4 words: cut, turn, union, and flow. Cut represents the cross. Turn represents verses of the Bible. Verse means turn. Cut means cross. And so you're being cut and you're being turned by God in His universal system, universe, one turn. In the now, to the flesh mind, it doesn't feel like the now. It feels like drudgery at times. But you're being cut and you're being turned in the now by the universe, by His Word, by His Spirit, by face-to-face interaction. you're facing off with people and objects and situations, and you're being turned and cut back to union with God. So then when you get in union with God, then you can flow. And flow goes back to the issue of life. Out of the heart flows all the issues of life, but it also goes back to the blood flow. So what's the real issue of life? The blood covering. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So it's a sacrificial, redemptive system based on the cross. And so, if you take those four words and you break any system, whether it's a heater, whether it's a motorcycle, whether it's anything, you'll find those four words are encoded in every system. And then when you break it down to those four words, you say, that's it? The human is that dumb that God only gave us four things? Correct. The human is that dumb. It takes a lot of turning. See, the flesh mind, the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. It takes the spirit mind to break the flesh mind. And God has to use ECT, the elect, E-L-E-C-T. God has to use electroconvulsive therapy to break you out of Babylon, to get you to hate Babylon. If you date enough Jezebels in your lifetime, so you'll date this one Jezebel, and she lies and does her stuff. You date this other one, and then you date another one, and they lie. And you start to see patterns, and you start to say, wait a minute, there's a pattern in this. And so after enough pain, if you want to call it that, as you look, once you hit source code, the pain goes away. Because you look back, and it was just a process. You thought you were in love, but you were in love with a fake reality, you know. So you thought you were in love, and so they let all that pain, torment. So that's the psychopathic system. They want to hold an apple out there in front of you, but you can never reach it. They're testing you. What's it going to take to pull this person into this fake reality? So you're in the Genesis 3 repeat. The devil's always trying to pull you into a fake reality. Social media is fake. The news is fake. Politics is fake. The education is fake. The whole thing's fake. The whole system. So God is allowing you to go through that round the mountain turning process. Verse, turn. Red versus blue. He's allowing you to go through that turning process. As a matter of fact, I need to do a red versus blue tab on my page. He's allowing you to go through that process to get you to hate the Jezebel spirit and Babylon. And actually, you get to a point where you say, well, wait a minute. The only reason I got fooled by Jezebel, the only reason I was in communion with Jezebel is because I was one of them. That part had to be cut out. Why would you be in love with Jezebel? Why would you be in love with Babylon, the world, the flesh, prior life? You had to see yourself in the mirror. Why are you in communion with devils? You don't have your identity settled, because once you get your identity in Christ, you don't want to commune with the devils. You don't want to commune with lies. You don't want to commune with fake reality. So all these catfishing people out here, whether it's some girl trying to catfish or whether it's just some friends trying to catfish, you know if they're real or not. Just think about it. Most of them aren't real. So long story short, the catfish is the devil, and the catfish is your flesh mind. And your flesh mind wants you to forget about God's will and do the will of the flesh, or the will of mankind, or the will of the Gentiles. The Bible says we're not ignorant of the games. They want to pull you into the will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh, the pride of life, bitterness, unforgiveness, all that stuff. They want to pull you into their world. They want you playing on their tennis court, which is earthly, fleshly, temporal. But you're seated in the heavenly, so you play on a different tennis court. You're seated in the heavenlies. So, This is my audio upload for today. I've already said all this stuff a million times, but new people out there that show up, they haven't heard it. I'm going to upload a forum to the website and pretty much get this thing going, you know, to where there can be some communication with people who are real, not the fakers. I'm tired of fakers. The YouTube, the... what's that? I started uploading videos to the Instagram and weirdos came on and it would send you links to the IGTV, but then it was send you links to Instagram, and that's just you watch one, you watch, you end up watching about 30 minutes of foolishness for no reason because it's little short clips, you know. It's just another way to draw you in and to keep your mind in a... see, they want your mind in small bites. That's why they would put a TV in your house to get you to do a 30-minute sitcom and a short skits. And they would have laughter in the background when it wasn't really funny. They want you to laugh at sin, laugh at the lies, laugh. They're actually laughing at you and mocking you. The media system is really mocking you. It's all about you. And they're laughing at you. You're the movie. And the actors are just actors. They're acting like they're taking real people and magnifying it. They're making money off of you watching yourself. But watching yourself in like a magnification of ridiculous details. You know, it's hard to explain, but I think you know what I'm saying. It's sad. You're in a maze. The devil's a master deceiver, and he's going to be bound for 1,000 years, right? But during those 1,000 years, he's going to get loosed after 1,000 years, and he's going to deceive the world again. So during the 1,000 years, he's sitting there coming up with schemes to deceive mankind. He's a master deceiver, so he's coming up with every lie he can, even after he gets bound for 1,000 years. He's creating all these lies to get the kings of the earth to fight against the camp of the saints again. So the devil is a master deceiver, and people who are tied up with the world's wisdom, they'll never escape it. That's the sad part. They won't escape it. It's really sad. The only way they'll escape it is if they get born again. The lies are so deep because think about it. You go to work, you go home, you got the TV, you got the news, you got the radio, you got Fox News, you got the left-right paradigm, they're all working together. If you don't like the left, you'll love, it's the red versus blue to keep you in a box, you know. Although God can use the red versus blue to turn you, the red versus blue keeps you in a box. And people you know at church, they are still in the red versus blue. They don't even see through it. It's sad. It's really sad.